My dear brothers, please hear all these glories of Lord Chaitanya. This verse clearly summarizes his activities and characteristics. Krishna edui varna sada yandra muke athava krishna ketinho varnini jasuke. The two syllables Krishna are always in his mouth, or he constantly describes Krishna with great pleasure. Krishna varna sabdera artha duita paraman Krishna vinu tandra muke nahi aise an. These are two meanings of the word Krishna varna. Indeed, nothing else but Krishna issues from his mouth. Ehatandre bale yadi krishna varana ara visheshane tara karini varan. If someone tries to describe him as being of blackish complexion, the next adjective, tvisa akrishnam, immediately restricts him. Dehakantye hayateno akrishna varan akrishna varane kahipita varan. His complexion is certainly not blackish. Indeed, his not being blackish indicates that his complexion is yellow. By performing the sacrifice, this is a verse from the Stavamala of Srila Rupa Goswami, by performing the sacrifice of congregational chanting of the holy name, learned scholars in the age of Kali worship Lord Krishna, who is now non-blackish, because of the upsurge of the feelings of Srimati Radharani. He is the only worshipable deity for the Paramahamsas, who have attained the highest stage of the fourth order, sannyas. May that supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us his causeless mercy. Pratyakshatan hara tapta kanchanera duti yanhara chatayanase agyanatamastati. One can vividly see his glowing complexion of molten gold, which dispels the darkness of ignorance. Jivera kalmal satamo nasha korivare anga upanga namanana astradhare. The sinful life of the living beings results from ignorance. To destroy that ignorance, he has brought various weapons, such as his plenary associates, his devotees, and the holy name. Bhakti ravi rodhi karma dharma va adharma tahara kalmasanama se mahatama. The greatest ignorance consists of activities, whether religious or irreligious, that are opposed to devotional service. They are to be known as sins. Bahutuli haribali prema drishtye chai koriya kalmasanasha premite bashai. Raising his arms, chanting the holy name, and looking upon all with deep love, he drives away all sins and floods everyone with love of God. May that supreme personality of Godhead, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, bestow his causeless mercy upon us. His smiling glance at once drives away all the bereavements of the world, and his very words enliven the auspicious creepers of devotion by expanding their leaves. Taking shelter of those lotus feet invokes transcendental love of God at once. Sri Anga Sri Mukha Yekare Darshan Tarapapakshaya Hoya Pai Premadhan. Anyone who looks upon his beautiful body or beautiful face becomes freed from all sins and obtains the wealth of love of Godhead. Anya avatari sabha sanya shastra sange chaitanya krishnera sanya ange pupange. In other incarnations, the Lord descended with armies and weapons, but in this incarnation, his soldiers are his plenary parts and associates. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always the most worshipable deity of the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, who came in the garb of ordinary men, bearing love for him. he instructs his own pure devotional service to his own devotees, will he again be the object of my vision? Angopanga astrakari svakarya sadan anga sabder artha ara sunadiyaman. His plenary parts and associates perform the work of weapons as their own specific duties. Please hear from me another meaning of the word anga. Anga shabde angsakahe shastra paraman angira avyaya upang vyakyan. According to the evidence of the revealed scriptures, a bodily limb, anga, is also called a part, angsa, and a part of a limb is also called a partial part, upanga. O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not, therefore, my father, Narayan? Narayan refers to one whose abode is in the water born from Nara, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. And that Narayan is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental, they are absolute, and are not creations of Maya. Jalasai antaryami ye Narayan, tenho tomaramsa tumi mulav Narayan. The manifestation of the Narayan who predominates in everyone's heart, as well as the Narayan who lives in the waters, Karana, Garbha, and Kshira, is your plenary portion, and therefore you are the original Narayan. The word Anga indeed refers to plenary portions. Such manifestations should never be considered products of the material nature, for they are all transcendental, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. Adoita Nityananda Chaitanya Raduyang Angira Avyayagana Kohiya Upang. Sri Adwaita Prabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu are both plenary portions of Lord Chaitanya. Thus, they are the limbs, anga, of his body. The parts of these two limbs are called the upangas. Angopanga tiksha astra prabhura sahite se sabha astra haya pasandadalite. Thus, the Lord is equipped with sharp weapons in the form of his parts and plenary portions. All these weapons are competent enough to crush the faithless atheists. Nityananda Gosai Sakshat Haladhar Adwaita Acharya Gosai Sakshat Ishvara. Sri Nityananda Gosai is directly Haladhar, Lord Balaram, and Advaitacharya is the personality of Godhead himself. Srivasadi Parishada Sanya Sangilaya Dui Senapati Bule Kirtana Kariya. These two captains with their soldiers, such as Srivas Thakur, travel everywhere chanting the holy name of the Lord. Pasandada Lanavana Nityanandarai Acharya Hankare Papa Pasandi Palai. Lord Nityananda's very features indicate that he is the subduer of the unbelievers. All sins and unbelievers flee from the loud shouts of Advaita Acharya. Sankirtana Pravatarka Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtana Jagyetandre Bhajise Danya. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the initiator of Sankirtan, of the holy name. One who worships him through Sankirtan is fortunate indeed. Seta sumeda ara kabudi samsara sarva yagya haite krishna nama yagya sara. Such a person is truly intelligent, whereas others who are but a poor fund of knowledge must endure a cycle of repeated birth and death. Of all sacrificial performances, the chanting of the Lord's holy name is the most sublime. Purport. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the father and inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement. One who worships him by sacrificing his life, money, intelligence, and words. For the Sankirtan movement is recognized by the Lord and endowed with his blessings. All others may be said to be foolish. For all sacrifices in which man may apply his energy, a sacrifice made for the Sankirtan movement is the most glorious. Koti asvamera eka krishna namasam yeka hise pasandi danditariyam. One who says that 10 million Ashwamedha sacrifices are equal to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is undoubtedly an atheist. He is sure to be punished by Yamaraj. These beautiful slokas that we have read this morning so wonderfully describe this particular verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam Sangopanga Shaparshanam Jagyai Sankirtanayu Yajante Hishume Disha. Kaviraj Goswami is giving his purport and is just explaining how in every incarnation the Lord appears with weapons. Anga can mean weapon, or can also mean part. So he's explaining how the weapon of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are his plenary portions for his devotees, his associates. I was just thinking, as an illustration of this example, Kaviraj Goswami is describing how the weapons are the devotees. An ultimate weapon is the holy name. The devotees are delivering the holy name. Just like you have in the army today, you have weapons such as a rifle. Huh? So the devotee is like the rifle. And the bullet is like the holy name. Huh? Because the rifle that is not shooting bullets is a useless rifle. And similarly, the holy name cannot enter into us unless it is pushed forward by a rifle. Huh? So in this sense, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he uses his divine devotees as weapons to penetrate the hearts of the diseased people of Kali Yuga with the holy name of the Lord. What is your question?
We are the rifle, or are we the ones who are getting the words? The devotees are the rifle and the devotees are also getting shot.
Both. Yes. You are getting shot right now. But after getting shot, you are supposed to shoot. So this is a wonderful example. He's explaining how loving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is of all incarnations. When Krishna appeared, Sudarshan Chakra. Ram, he had his bows and arrows. Parasaram had his axe. Narsingadev had his formidable nails. Varahadev had his tusks. In this way, the various incarnations, they destroyed the Dinaniya class of men. But Lord Gauranga, his weapons are his divine associates. Because those associates, they travel here and there and everywhere to deliver the sweet nectar of the holy name, which kills, it murders the atheistic and the ignorant mentality of the people in this age of Kali Yuga. One, Srila Prabhupada would sometimes speak like this. Sometimes devotees would complain about how various atheists, they would misuse devotees. And he would say, what to do? He would say, kill them! And the devotees would become very shocked. You're telling us to kill them? He said, yes. You kill their atheism. You kill their materialism. You kill their envy with the weapon of the holy name. We are not interested in killing bodies. We are interested in killing ignorance. Just like the sun kills darkness. How does it kill it? By dispelling it. It can no longer exist. So the holy name has this effect. The holy name has this power. Krishna Surya Samaya Hayandaka Yahan Krishna Taha Naimaya Radhika. That Krishna's name is like the sun. And in the presence of that sun, darkness, ignorance cannot exist. It is automatically, simultaneously dispelled in the presence of the sun. But the holy name, as we were discussing yesterday, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so kindly distributed to the masses through his devotees. He personally taught the process through congregational chanting, through preaching with great humility the importance of chanting. And then he dispatched his various associates and devotees on his behalf to go to all parts of the world as his representative to distribute the sweet nectar of Harinam. And therefore, as we were reading yesterday, the Lord is so dear to such a devotee who is willing to risk his life, who is willing to accept persecution, ridicule, embarrassment, on behalf of him. Such a person becomes the very life and soul of Lord Chaitanya. And he is willing to do anything and everything to show his favor to such a devotee. Such as Srila Haridas Thakur, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Of all the associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who have distributed the holy name, these two are most prominent. Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. And it is very interesting to mark that the principal manifestation that is recognized in regard to their glory is when they were very, very brutally misused by others. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he is considered the manifestation that spread the glories of the holy name farther and wider than anybody. And Haridas Thakur is considered to be the Namacharya. And when we think of Haridas Thakur, we think of how, in the process of chanting, of spreading the glories of the holy name, how he was beat brutally in 22 marketplaces by executioners. And yet he, with great tolerance, he forgave them. While these Lord Chaitanya during the Mahaprakash, he called Haridas Thakur and he told him, Haridas, do you remember when you were being beaten through the 22 marketplaces? And those terrible, terrible people were beating you with canes and whips, just slandering you, blaspheming you with the most horribly harsh, filthy words. Just their words alone would have killed an ordinary man. What to speak of, on top of their words, their powerful, brutal beatings with sticks. At that time, seeing my devotee suffering such a condition, I took my Sudarshan Chakra and sent it to kill them. But then I saw your face. And you were praying from the core of your heart, you were praying, my dear Lord, please forgive them. If there is any pious activities I have ever performed, please let it be to save these two men, to bring them Krishna Prema. So knowing your compassion, I understood that if I were to kill these men, this would make you feel worse than the beatings that were upon you. So therefore, I had to take those beatings upon my own body. And in the same way, Lord Nityananda, we were describing, when he was out preaching the glories of the holy name, trying to glorify the Lord by going to the most fallen of all fallen souls, Jagai and Madhai. When Madhai smashed him on the head with pot, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was ready to kill them with his Sudarshan Chakra. He came to the scene. And Lord Nityananda, he begged, please, do not kill me. Did not hurt me. If I have gained any spiritual or pious credits by my devotional service throughout my life, let that go to cleansing them of these sins. Please protect them. So these two greatest acharyas of the holy name had both the same thing in common. They were both willing to risk their lives, endure any amount of pain and suffering for the sake of delivering the holy name to those who were suffering in the darkness of ignorance. So therefore, when the Lord allows his devotee to be put in a situation of being misunderstood, being persecuted, it is not that these devotees simply were beaten, but they were presented in a completely, terribly inaccurate way. I mean, their names, fames, and reputations to society were being ruined in one sense. Haridas Thakur was labeled as a, amongst the Muslims, he was labeled as a person who was completely offensive to the Islamic tradition by worshipping idols and chanting the names of God. Completely an outcast of the Muslims. And for the Hindus, he was considered, the word was spreading about him that he was ruining Hinduism, that he was nothing but an outcast and untouchable, and he somehow or other, the divine mantras were obtained by him, which are secret mantras, and he was destroying the sanctity of the whole Hindu religion by this untouchable person freely distributing that which is only meant to be given upon secret initiations between guru and disciple, which is meant to be shared amongst only the highest Brahmin class. We were very terribly blasphemed. And we were describing yesterday, the masses of the people, they did not appreciate Nityananda Prabhu. They thought he was a madman. They thought he was crazy. Some thought he was working for bands of dacoits, just to look and to see how everybody's houses are organized so that they can go in and break through, rob them. In this way, they were unpopular and physically harassed terribly. But they were willing to endure it and continue on with faith and devotion in the will of the Lord. And this is why these two great personalities are most celebrated. The Lord has glorified them by putting them through such situations. So the Lord actually, when he puts his devotees in these conditions, to the common materialistic person, or a faithless devotee even, such conditions appear to be a result of bad karma or a sinful reaction or something like that. But for those who actually understand the Leela of the Lord, for those who are wise in this field, they see that actually the Lord is so kind that he is allowing this devotee to go through the same type of glorification as Haridas Thakur, Nityananda, Prahlad Maharaj, the Pandavas, and so many other great personalities who are preachers of the holy name. In the life of Prahlad, his father was very angry with him. But when was he most angry? He was most angry when he was preaching this message to the other children. If you want to be a nonsense rascal yourself, somehow or other I could tolerate it. And we tried to kill you, we could not, but somehow or other we'll learn to tolerate it. But when he was found that he was converting all his friends to the chanting of the holy name, that was intolerable. Through the process, Prahlad has become the most glorified example of a true acharya of the holy name. So, such devotees become the life and soul of the Lord himself. And describing here that these are the astras, these are the angas, these are the weapons of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His empowered devotees, his empowered representatives, they are his weapons. And it is described here that these weapons, they are penetrating people's hearts with the holy name of Krishna. And here such a beautiful glorification of the holy name is given by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He is saying that such a truly intelligent, whereas others who have but a forefront of knowledge must endure the cycle of birth and death. Of all sacrificial performances, the chanting of the holy name is most sublime. Prabhupada describes here how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the father and inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement. And this is very important. Because what does it mean to make the sacrifice of chanting the holy name? It is a great sacrifice to simply chant. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also explained that part of the sacrifice, a very, very important and essential part of the sacrifice, is not only to chant, but to facilitate others to chant. And how do we make that sacrifice? Through four processes. Through sacrificing our life, our money, our intelligence, and our words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very seriously stressed that it is through these four that one can perform the sacrifice of rendering service to the Supreme Lord in the Sankirtan movement. The first, most important, is if you can sacrifice your life. To sacrifice your life means to completely surrender everything, to have no outside interest, to have no independent consideration in your life, to simply be an instrument in the hands of Sri Guru and Gauranga. To sacrifice one's life means real sannyas. Sannyas means sacrificing of life. It means money, intelligence, words, body, mind, words, everything. Everything is simply for Krishna. You hold nothing back. Next is to sacrifice one's money. Because people work so hard, and the fruit of their work is their money. So to dedicate that money to assist the great preachers in the Sankirtan movement, that is the second type of sacrifice. Next is intelligence. To sacrifice intelligence means to read the holy scriptures. This is a sacrifice. To try to understand the teachings and to try to convince others. That means to sacrifice one's words. That is the fourth subject. Intelligence also means, according to give counseling, advice to the devotees. Sometimes, like we see, devotees, they approach well-wishers to ask particular advice in fields that they are not very aware of, like sometimes legal advice, sometimes advice in, like at New Vrindavan, so many well-wishers, they advise how to take care of cows, how to take care of the land. So in this way, inducing people to sacrifice their intelligence. So really a preacher is always trying to get people to somehow or other make a sacrifice of life, money, intelligence, and words. For a devotee, the sacrifice of words means to preach. Means to describe the glories of the Lord. Means to chant His holy name. So not only are we trying ourselves to sacrifice our life, money, intelligence, and words, but we're also trying somehow or other to engage everyone in one of these four processes. Like the spiritual master, his direct disciples, like brahmacharis, some dedicated grihasthas, he is teaching them how to sacrifice their life for Krishna. The congregational members of the community, he is trying to convince them to sacrifice money, because that's something that they can do. Others' intelligence and words. And when a devotee goes out on Sankirtan on behalf of Guru, if he gets somebody to give some donation, he's engaging him in the Sankirtan movement because they're making a sacrifice of money. If such a person, when the devotees go out to chant the holy names, if somebody just appreciates the beauty of the dancing, if someone just appreciates the book that they received, that is a sacrifice of their intelligence. That their intelligence is actually appreciating Krishna. And if somebody just says, oh, these Hare Krishnas are very nice. Oh, I met a devotee, he's very nice. That is a sacrifice of words. So somehow or other, life, money, intelligence, and words, according to a particular person's capacity, we are trying to get them to engage in Krishna's service in this way. The highest standard is life. Life means everything. Second highest standard is money. To give money is a great sacrifice because you're working so hard. It's such a major part of your life. You can't give life if you cannot give money. Intelligence. You don't have to work so hard, but you can give some advice, you can give some help through your intelligence or through your words. So in this way, the devotees are always trying to engage in these four ways every living being in the service of the Sankirtan movement, knowing it to be a sacrifice which will, and anyone who makes the sacrifice of utilizing life, money, intelligence, or words for this movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is guaranteed a human birth in his next life. This is a great benediction. Is there any questions? They are guaranteed a human birth in their next life, because they have begun their spiritual life. Yes?
This reading of holy scriptures, how do we know whether it is sacrifice or even that could sometimes be sent to
all of these four principles are only really connected to the Sankirtan movement so long as it is coming through the weapons or the devotees of the Lord. In other words, if your reading of the scriptures is under the guidance of an empowered representative of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then it is a sacrifice. Otherwise, it may just be sense gratification.
As you just said, if one does just the least, you know, sacrifice like in the world, are you just assured of a life as a human only, or do you have to start from scratch again, or are you assured of slightly better prospects of in your next life progressing a little bit more?
Your karma is still with you. That will determine exactly what type of life. But it will be a human birth, and you will have the facility to continue your spiritual advancement. That is guaranteed. Any other questions? That's same. You will see Krishna. So therefore, how to chant and when? You have to. The Yuga Avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the Vedas give us so many different ways. It is said that Harinama Eva Kevalam. Specifically, it says the name of Hari should be chanted in the age of Kali. Okay. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. Throughout Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, this is my opinion. His opinion is absolute. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has selected the name of Krishna, he is the Supreme Absolute Truth. We accept his opinion. We accept understanding of the Veda from him. Here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally and directly proving the supremacy of the sacred syllable Om. But after he convinces them of all this, what does he teach them?
So chant the name of Krishna.
Krishna appeared as Krishna, he preaches the Bhagavad Gita. Then as Buddha, he preaches Ahimsa. And then he instructs Shankara to come out to Shankara and preach the Mayavadi philosophy. Later he comes to Chaitanya and he preaches again the path of devotion. Now, my question is, if we were to come again in today's context, would not his message be something different than what?
You see, when he spoke Bhagavad Gita, he gave the supreme truth. He said, after knowing this, there's nothing left to be known. He tells us this in the Gita. After knowing this, Arjuna, there's nothing left to be known. Because of deviation from the principles of Bhagavad Gita, in order to restore morality to society, he appeared as Buddha. To reestablish the authority of the Vedas, he appeared as Shankaracharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Bhagavad Gita. He taught that original message where there's nothing further to be known. But he taught it in a sublime way. Krishna simply instructed us how to love him. But Lord Chaitanya taught us practically in day-to-day life by his own example how to practice Bhagavad Gita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching nothing different than what Krishna taught in Gita, but he's teaching us how to do it in this age of Kali Yuga. Whereas these other avatars that you're speaking of, they were not teaching Sanatan Dharma in its full, like Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. They were preaching according to a specific time and circumstance in an emergency situation just to save society from total degradation. So they were like emergency avatars. Do you understand? Yes? You find Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's constantly quoting Bhagavad Gita. You do not find him so much quoting Buddha or Shankar. Rather, he's defeating them. But at the same time, he has the highest respect for them. He understands that Buddha is an avatar and Shankar is an avatar. And they had their purpose, and he's actually appreciating their purpose. But at the same time, he's trying to reestablish the highest principles that Krishna originally, before the Kali Yuga began, Krishna established the highest principles of pure love of God. So he was simply reviving that original message through his example, through his life. Yes?
In this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, when we chant Hare, it refers to energy, that is Hara. But in one of the lectures I heard of Sri Gandhu, he is saying that refers to Hari. Hare refers to Hari. Is that mentioned somewhere?
Hari meaning what?
Hari means that is Lord Krishna's name.
Hari refers specifically to Sri Radharani. In the sense that Radha and Krishna are the same, you can say like that. It's Krishna and Radha are the same, but at the same time they are different. They have separated eternally with loving exchange. But specifically the name Hare is the address of Sri Radharani. We cannot approach Krishna except through Radharani. Therefore, this Hare Krishna mantra is very important. Others who only chant the name of Krishna, they will have much greater difficulty in purifying their lives. The one who first invokes the mercy of Sri Radharani, then it becomes simple. Okay? According to all the Gaudiya Vaishnava charges, the name Hare is always enunciated to mean Sri Radharani. That is the conclusion. It is for this reason that Nimbarkacharya thought Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. In the Nimbark Sampradaya they chant that mantra. Simply because so many people want to think that Hare means something other than Radha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his acharyas have very specifically explained Hare is Radha. But still, some people like, because the name Hare could indicate so many ideas. So the Nimbarka's followers decided, let's just say Radhe, then nobody has any problem. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. And according to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Ram could mean Parasaram, Ram can mean Balaram, Ram can be Ramchandra. But the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, when they chant Ram, they mean Radharaman, Krishna. So Nimbark says, well, they've listened, so many people are saying Hari means this and Ram means this. Krishna, nobody has any problem. So they left Krishna the same. But they made Hari into Radhe. Nobody has any questions who Radhe is. If you don't like it, you join another sampradaya. And as far as Ram, so many interpretations, but if you say Sham, everybody knows Sham is Krishna. There's no other avatar that's named Sham except Krishna. So there's no difference. These mantras, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. They are identical. They are exactly the same mantra. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the Maha Mantra because that is in the Shastra. The Yugala Mantra is the same names, but it is expounded through various acharyas from the Shastra. But the Hare Krishna Mantra is specifically in the Shastra. Huh?
So therefore, with his explanation, he has taught his disciples to chant at this point.
We accept Ram as
Balaram, Radharaman, Shyam Sundar. Although it's all.
At other places, Prabhupada says that it's.
Prabhupada says it's all.
But this is the particular meditation. There was a time when devotees were arguing. One devotee was saying, Ram means. I was listening to a tape, Prabhupada was explaining that he got a letter. I even have that letter, as his reply. One devotee, two descendants.